Additional terms and restrictions may apply. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Live lines, late games, and breaking angles. BetMGM tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle. Back now.
All righty, welcome on back. BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. We'll get to your phone calls in just a bit on the blockbuster NFL trade today. Myles Garrett going to the LA Rams. Jared Verse and a boatload of picks going back to the Cleveland Browns. So hang tight. We've already got a couple of callers on hold. If you want to join, 310-840-4910. But let's get to the guest line here and talk some NBA finals after an incredible weekend for the San Antonio Spurs. We're going to talk to a San Antonio native and a Spurs and NBA enthusiast and the host of Run It Back. The great Michelle Beadle joins us here on BetMGM tonight. Michelle, it's Pat and Brad. How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you guys? By the way, it was very noble that Myles Garrett stayed as long as he did. So I'll give him props for staying in Cleveland that long. Well done, sir. Well done.
But yeah, yes, especially in Cleveland. And I know, you know, he demanded that trade last year and it wasn't about the money. And then $40 million a year comes talking. And I guess you have to listen to that.
You have to.
Michelle, look, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, so we can lock horns in a bit on that. But what was your biggest takeaway from Game 7 in OKC on Saturday night where Wemby and the Spurs dethroned the champs on their own floor?
It was, I feel like we've got this notion of experience in sports as if it's just, you know, you get it each year and then somehow one day it just pops up that you've officially had enough experience and you're ready to go. And I think with the Spurs, especially watching it in Game 7, it's like, no, we're just watching it happen in real time, which we're not really used to doing. And so I've accepted it through the course of this series. They are learning fast. They are built together like a team that gets along, and it all starts with the big guy and just sort of trickles down. And they're tough. Like, it's a tough group of young kids, for goodness sake. Like, it's shocking sometimes to watch them. And then, you know, and in a Game 7 where there were moments where you started to feel like, oh no, this is gonna be problematic, then that's when De'Aaron Fox just kind of stepped up and exerted himself as the vet that he is. So Game 7 was just kind of a great mix of a little bit of everything. You could tell they were kind of over it. I think they were really done and frustrated with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it was glorious. Like, I just genuinely am not shocked often. This has just been a shockingly beautiful journey so far, and now we get to see what happens.
Yeah, no doubt, Michelle. I know you can't see me right now, but I got an autographed Church's Chicken 5x8 of David Robinson over my left-hand shoulder right now. So
amazing.
I grew up a Spurs fan. I lived in San Antonio for a time. I'm enthusiastic. I can't believe they're back in the NBA Finals. So let's dig in a little bit more here, and I want you to gaze at the crystal ball, shall we? Absolutely, to no living human surprise right now, Victor Wembanyama is the heavy favorite to win NBA Finals MVP. However, among the longer odds candidates for San Antonio, Stephon Castle, he's 6-1. De'Aaron Fox, who's 101 to win NBA Finals MVP. Dylan Harper, 160-1. Devin Vassell at 251. Or Julian Champagne, you really want to get crazy with the cheese whiz, at 500-1. Which of those other outside of Wemby could step up and win the NBA MVP trophy? Who are you taking a flyer on?
I mean, would that not be crazy if Champagne just had, because he had it the other night, 6-10 from three? Like, if he did that five games in a row. That would be amazing. You know what? I'm going to do Stephon Castle. Although, you know, and we saw him get a little frustrated, and Derek Harper just sort of saved his booty the other night, which was another moment where you're like, how is this kid 20? But I think I'm going to go Stephon Castle. But yeah, I don't even really feel that in my gut. That's like a good one. I would love the Julian Champagne. If I was even going to put a dollar on it, I feel like I would just go nuts and just, why not? Why not? Do it. Do it. 500 to 1.
Yeah, just live like you're wild and crazy. Yeah, there's no point. I mean, at 500 to 1, why the heck not? Throw a couple of shekels on it and let the sucker ride. Yeah, why not?
I mean, he might get hot.
I know you're a Giants person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he might get hot. You're right. And he's been very hot already in this in NBA postseason. So, Beads, I know you're a loyal Spurs enthusiast. For this year's team to live up to some of the greats, it needs to hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy, in my opinion. So, hypothetically, if Mitch Johnson's team did do exactly that, in your mind, how would it compare to prior Spurs title teams under Pop in 99 when they coincidentally beat the New York Knicks? 2003, yeah. 2005, 2007, 2014, all those NBA championship teams. It's the greatest Spurs team of your lifetime.
I mean, look, I was there in 99 as an intern, so it was a glorious summer of celebration in San Antonio, and you know, and weirdly enough, Tim Duncan was, you know, because now we're getting all these fun little nuggets and stats. It's like Tim Duncan was 22 years old and beat the Knicks in the finals, and Wemby's 22, so we're starting all that kind of fun stuff to talk about. So that one has sentimental value. Obviously, it's the first one as well, and just kind of, you know, you don't know what the future holds when you win that first one. I mean, Wemby said it the other night, like, you don't know if you're going to be back to the finals in your career. It's not a given. We may all feel that way, and we may think that there's a dynastic run about to happen, but that's not guaranteed. And then personally for me, 2014 was such a sort of blinders on, just hate-fueled journey because of the way the year before ended at the hands of the Miami Heat. And it was like the regular season, cute, but you could tell that Spurs team was just like, just hurry up and get back to the finals and take care of business. And I was courtside for that game. I lost my mind. I mean, there are shots of Manu Ginobili with me in the background, losing my mind like an absolute freak show. I loved it so much. It was Birdman tried to get me kicked out of the arena with my brother because we were talking smack. Like it was such a fun final. So I'm going to go with 99 sentimental, 14 just personal petty.
Oh, fantastic.
That's a good answer. We're talking to the great Michelle Beadle here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. Michelle, when you look at this Knicks team, how do you define the historic dominance they've displayed here in this postseason? Is what the Knicks did in their run to the finals repeatable against San Antonio, or do you think they got favorable matchups and played a weak Eastern Conference?
I mean, you know, it's such an easy thing to say, but they beat Cleveland and Detroit, and Detroit was a one seed, and they'd won 60 games, and you know, that's not nothing. So, sure, it looked super easy, and their point differential made it look even easier. They're just on a tear, and I don't want to diminish what they've done. It'd be fun to do it. I wish I could, but I can't. And I also think there is something to be said about Cleveland being a bit fraudulent, but that's another story for another day. It's just they were not going to be shut down. And honestly, it kind of felt like when you got Dolan, who doesn't do interviews, coming out during the season and talking about winning the finals, and you fire a coach who gets you to the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's not good enough. It's just kind of like, I think that was the goal, and there was no backup plan. I think Jalen Brunson is just absolutely a blast to watch play basketball. It's going to be a bummer to have to root against him for the next couple of weeks, but he is somebody who I trust. Like I think even when the rest of the guys might be having off nights or they just look out of it, like you can always look to him to kind of figure things out or run off 12 points in a row by himself. And he's so dang clutch. So I think what they did is epic and should not be diminished. You play who you play, you know, and they played two teams that were supposed to be good. It's not their fault that they weren't better. So, nah, the Knicks are on a heck of a run right now, and I can see why fans are as hopeful as they've ever been, and I get it.
Yeah, certainly Ryan Heater. There's no doubt about it. All right, Beads, random scenario for you. You got floor seats at Madison Square Garden to watch Spurs Knicks at some point in this series. Which well-known Knicks celebrity superfan would you most want to sit next to, presumably talking friendly trash throughout the game? Here are your options.
Okay.
Number one, Tracy Morgan. Number two, Timothy Chalamet. Number three, Ben Stiller. Number four, Chris Rock. Number five, John Stewart. Number six, Anne Hathaway. Number seven, Spike Lee, or wild card, Fat Joe. Who are you setting next?
Oh, man. I do like Fat Joe, and I do love John Stewart. But honestly, before you even gave me the choices, I was about to blurt out Tracy Morgan. So that is my answer. He is crazy. I loved seeing him in like the second row in Cleveland with just a Knicks jersey on and nothing else. Like, he's insane in the best of ways. And I think sitting next to him for an entire basketball game would be an absolute blast.
All right, winner.
Good answer. We're talking with Michelle Beadle here on BetMGM tonight, Westwood One Sports. Beadle, everybody knows that Jalen Brunson is the head of the Knicks snake, but the Knicks have exploded into playing like a juggernaut because several players have raised their games to their respective ceilings. So who have you been most impressed by on the Knicks during their run?
Oh, Mikal Bridges, because 25 minutes ago, we all wanted him traded. So I feel like he has earned the respect of a lot of people in this offseason. He's just, he's shooting lights out percentage-wise. Can't complain about that. Because I feel like some of the other guys, I don't know if we take them for granted, but we kind of expect them to be consistent in a way. And I think Mikal Bridges has just shown up as just completely different level of his game during this postseason. So I would give my award for, I'm a little surprised by you, to Mikal Bridges. No doubt about it. Now, whether he stays hot like that, again, I hope not, but we're about to find out. So yeah, he's been great.
Yeah, you're not the only one. And look, one of the many things I give Mike Brown credit for is he benched his ass in the fourth quarter of those games 2 and 3 against Atlanta. And I don't know if you ever watched Always Sunny. I did like the Dennis system to Mikal Bridges. I had separated entirely all feelings for him. And now, like 2 weeks later, I'm back and I'm like, all right, Mikal, we love you. Yeah, those five first round picks were worth it.
Totally.
Michelle, finally, if you're the OKC Thunder, are you looking to make a drastic move this offseason to try and trade Chet Holmgren, or do you think they need to just run it back, and if they're healthy next year, they're getting back to the Western Conference Finals at bare minimum?
I mean, I don't think I panic, and he was absolutely abysmal, and it's been a joy to sort of be on the other side of that as a fan. Yeah, I don't think you panic. Now, I think and Chandler Parsons and the guy said that this morning, like, you do take calls. I mean, you might be answering some phone calls you didn't necessarily want to answer a month ago, because what he showed is it's not just that he had a bad series. It's that his body language, he looks scared, and that's a really weird thing to say and see. So I would just take the calls. I mean, they are a very blessed team in that they've got 1,000 resources and assets, and the team itself is depth beyond. They had two major injuries, didn't help anybody. So take the calls, see what happens. As SGA said, they've got the best GM in the business. So I don't do whatever's best, but yeah, Chet didn't make any friends. Like, he's got a lot of sort of introspection to kind of do this summer and off season, because that was rough.
Yeah, he just needs to go and see some monks like Wemby did, and then, you know, he won't be scared anymore.
Yeah.
Never.
There you go.
Easy. Good Lord.
Yeah, Michelle, we appreciate the time so much. I'm a big fan of yours, have been for a long time, so it was great to chat with you, and we'll hope to catch up with you soon.
Anytime, guys. I enjoy it.
See you, Beads.
There you go. The great Michelle Beadle. We will take a quick break. The phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910, and then we will get to your calls on what we discussed in the opening segment, the massive blockbuster, jaw-dropping NFL trade today between the Rams and the Browns that saw Myles Garrett find himself a new home in Los Angeles. And we'll also start to preview Knicks and Spurs. Yes, we are 48 hours away, but I have been waiting. I have been waiting, and I finally know who the Knicks are going to beat in the NBA Finals. So we got a lot to do. Get aboard, 310-840-4910. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight on Westwood One Sports.
Myles Garrett has been traded to the Rams. The NFL Defensive Player of the Year joins league MVP Matthew Stafford. It's the biggest move of the offseason, with Los Angeles now a heavy favorite to win the Super Bowl. Can anyone knock off Myles Garrett and the Rams? Westwood One Sports.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we want you to know that if you need a positive sign toward achieving your goal of home ownership, this is it. Because even though today's housing market can seem discouraging, our Home Buyer's Choice Loan offers members down payment options as low as 0% with no required private mortgage insurance. Look for your sign today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/zerodown.
Power your drive with Mobil 1 Motor Oil. Buy 5 quarts, get $15 back, and score a fast and furious prize after rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go to Denver, where is what weather and the commute all combined in one with a crash, couple of them, in fact, on 470 westbound past I-25. 470 east, there's also a crash. This is just before you get to Kendrick. And then I'm also seeing some slowdowns on I-25 south because of a crash near Elk Ridge Park. So, yeah, a bit further south. In Denver proper, things are easing up. Most of the wet weather is moving on. Heavy on 270 north through Commerce City because it always is during the commute. No escaping it. Expect delays on the approach to Vasquez.